The boss of NBNco has rejected suggestions made in a Four Corners investigation that there's a digital divide in Dubbo. It's been a busy few days for the NBN, with a media blitz run alongside an ABC investigation into the rollout of the national broadband network. Last night, the company's chief executive, Bill Morrow, faced a Senate estimates hearing, and he started in a defensive mood. David Cody reports.
According to NBN boss Bill Morrow, there's no problem in Dubbo, a city where some get fibre to their homes while others rely on copper cables from a nearby node.
The real digital divide is between people who can do all that they want online and those who cannot.
Before an ABC Four Corners investigation was broadcast on Monday, NBNco grabbed headlines by releasing a list of the most expensive fibre-to-the-premises installations. It also pushed out the results from trials of a new technology that takes fibre-to-the-driveway. Now, in a somewhat cryptic statement, Labor Senator Anne Urquhart's used a Senate estimates hearing to express concern about NBN's recent behaviour.
I think it would be more desirable if a more professional posture was adopted from a company whose job description is to be a wholesale network operator. We respectfully suggest it would be wise for you to reflect on whether you have the right counsel. And that's all I want to say on the matter.
That sparked general confusion about what was going on.
Honestly, I haven't a clue as to what you're talking about. Lay it out on the table. Let's deal with it.
I'm happy for Senator Chisholm.
You don't want to explain what you've just said?
I'm happy for Senator Chisholm to keep going.
Senator Chisholm, do you want
to
explain what Senator Urquhart just said? Or?
No, he's got questions.
Oh, you've got questions. What we're here for.
The committee heard NBN's review of wholesale plans is almost complete. While it still needs to aim to collect an average of $52 per connection, Bill Morrow says all options are being considered.
Lots of different RSPs are involved, lots of them have very different opinions, different marketing strategies, but we try to get what the majority kind of like in terms of the ideas that we start with.
He promises an announcement before Christmas.
So our initial thinking is that we're going to introduce a new product on the top of these others, and that we'll think about, you know, over time whether or not some of those need to be removed from market, but we're not at that point of making that decision.
But there's no movement from NBN on revealing the maximum internet speed it thinks each premises can achieve. It provides that information to retailers, but Labor Senator Deborah O'Neill wants it in customers' hands.
Given the lack of trust that people have in this whole process, isn't it time for the minister to direct you to make that database available to the Australians who are paying for this network? Isn't it time, Mr. Morrow?
I think if we ask the RSPs that they may be willing to do this.
The NBN Co Chief Executive Bill Morrow ending David Cody's report.